It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's hump day. You are officially more than halfway done with the week. Can you smell that? That smell is Christmas. It's right around the corner, practically. Like 3 weeks. But it's Christmas season. I hope you're smiling. Here's what we have on tap for tonight. We're going to discuss the collusion with Fannie Willis, the January 6th committee. Joe Biden's latest comments, I'm actually going to open up talking about that. If Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. I'm going to talk about noise cameras, the GOP, a retirement in the House, Ukraine, the border, threats, a sweet new movie apparently that's out even though it's a foreign film, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here, though. And I'm not going to begin on the mass shooting. Yes, I am aware of what happened today in Las Vegas. You should be aware, in case you're a new listener of the show, let me just do this. We here at the Jesse Kelly Show, me, Jewish producer Chris, producer Michael, we do not do mass shooting radio. We do not believe in it. We do not do it. This is a terrible time where people are still sorting out what's real, what's not real, what's right, what's not right. People are grieving. People are getting the worst phone call of their lives. We don't come on here and, nope, absolutely not. Say a prayer for everybody and moving on, all right? What is one of the other major stories of the day? And I have so many stories, so many things I have to get to. It's going to be a really great show, probably because I'll be really great, Chris. But anyway, what, Chris? Anyway. Joe Biden, the sound kind of sucks, so I'm not going to go into it, but Joe Biden said, if Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. And people are taking the total wrong lessons from that. I've heard so many theories on this. This means he's dropping out. This means he's never dropping out. It means no. People do not understand how the communist works. They don't understand it. So let's have a discussion about it. Have you ever, just pause on this, believe me, I'm not changing the subject, I promise, but have you ever found it fascinating how many different societies throughout history had idols that they would worship, kneel before and worship? You ever thought about this? This is staying with communism, just stay with me. How odd is that? I've always thought it was incredibly odd. You will build something? You're going to carve it out of stone or build it out of bronze? You built it? And then you're worshiping it? And it's not like it's one dude ever. When you study these societies, it can be a tiny Indian tribe somewhere or a major civilization. It doesn't matter. We could talk about the Phoenicians or the Cherokee, right? It doesn't matter. And everything in between. Isn't that odd? It's not like one dude will worship it. They'll build it. And then everyone, the Greeks, you know, hey, come on, we're going down for church at Zeus's place today. Look at Zeus. You're the man, Zeus. That's a sculpture you built. Have you ever found that odd? But let me explain it. It is man's nature, your nature, my nature, everybody's nature. It is man's nature to rally around symbols we love and worship, symbols we hate and revile, right? It is human nature. We want a focal point. That it for all of us. That's why some people fall in love with politicians. Maybe you are one of those people. Maybe you're one of these people, and you just eat, sleep, and breathe Trump or DeSantis or anything else. Have you ever uttered the words about your favorite politician? He's the only one that can save us. It's a symbol. It's a symbol. Humans are inclined to rally around them. And so you can build one of these things, and you say, look, hey, look at this bronze statue of a dog. Come worship it. This is the weather dog. If you bring some treats, drop some rough greens off at the weather dog, he'll let it rain on us. We'll get rain for the crops. Ridiculous, right? Yet people will gather around and do it. But symbols work for two different reasons, or in two different ways, I should say. They will work to worship, and they will work to pour hate on. They do. You can have the symbol, the weather dog, and he's going to give us good weather. We'll just gather around. We'll worship. But it works the same thing with symbols you can throw tomatoes at. That. Look at them. Look at this group of people. Look at this person. Look at this country. Look at that. You see this? That is the source of all of your problems. Look, obviously, Jews and anti-Semitism and terrorism have been in the news a lot lately. You know what a pogrom is, or a pogrom? I don't even know how to actually say it because I've heard it said a million different ways. You ever heard of a pogrom, a pogrom? Well, once the Jews got scattered to the winds by the Romans back in the day for revolting too many times, they scattered to the different parts of the globe and then settled in different places. Eventually, this led to a situation, especially in Russia and throughout Europe, where there would occasionally be a pogrom. A pogrom is you would have a Jewish neighborhood, and then a gigantic group of the citizens in that town, not the Jews themselves, but the citizens in that town, they would descend on the neighborhood with torches and pitchforks, knives and guns, and they would spend an evening murdering, raping, and vandalizing Jews. It's actually a huge part of the motivation for Jews to come back to Israel and reconquer Israel from the Palestinians. It's why they did. It's a huge part of why they did the pogroms. But what's the point of all this? What am I talking about? Most of the pogroms, if you actually read about them, they were caused by politicians or governors in an area who had experienced something terrible. There's one story I can remember. A young boy was murdered. There was a murder of a young boy, and it was the community was up in arms about it. They were outraged about it, and they couldn't find the guy. And there was extra pressure on the local officials. And what did they do? It was the Jews. This was a Catholic boy. The Jews murdered him. It's a way to point people towards an idol. Look at those Jews. That's who you should hate. Look at this man. That's who you should hate. This man. He is the source of all your problems. He's the reason a young boy was murdered. He's the reason the weather doesn't work. He's this. He's that. That is how man works. Now, let's go back to what Joe Biden and this Trump comments and everything that we were talking about here. The communism, as we've talked about endlessly, it is simply an appeal to all the worst parts of mankind. Whatever poor inclination, bad, evil inclinations you have or I have, communism appeals to those. It's of the devil. Communism is of the devil. It's a demonic religion. That's what it is. They're very, very, very good at this idolatry thing. They're masterful at it. Let me ask you something. Are you friends with somebody? Are you on social media? If you're not, don't get on social media. But if you are, do you follow, or you're linked up or friends with, I don't know all the stupid terms they use, with any Democrats? Did you happen to notice anything almost creepy watching Democrats go from worshiping COVID lockdowns? It was it's the best. Wear a mask. I've got my mask. I'm proud to wear my mask. To worshiping the vaccine. My gosh, get vaccinated. You have to get vaccinated. Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. Remember the Stephen Colbert dance routine he did on his show? Vaccines. It got so creepy, even vaccinated people were all, could you back off? But then they moved right from that, COVID, mass vaccines. They moved right from that to George Floyd. George Floyd is a lifelong dirtball drug dealer, criminal piece of trash. And to this day, you can walk down the streets of New York City and see a statue of George Floyd. Not even from New York. It's from Houston. He died in Minneapolis. In New York City, a statue of Floyd stands tall. After Floyd, the next big one was Ukraine. Ukraine! I love Ukraine! Democracy! It's a Putin sucks! Ukraine! Ukraine! Slava! Ukraine! Ukraine flag in my bio! I love Ukraine! I love Ukraine! Oh, really? What do you know about Ukraine? I know it's about freedom and democracy! Okay, here's a map, an unmarked map. Can you find Ukraine? Whatever, Nazi! Ukraine for life! You ever notice that with your Democrat friends? They're given idols to worship, and they worship without question, just like the dog. But let's talk about the other side of it, the side we were just discussing about how they point to this person or this group or this thing, and they get people believing that's the source of all their problems. We'll discuss that in a moment. Before we do that, it is very sadly a fact that we have made a tremendous gains when it comes to pro-life in this country, or overturning Roe versus Wade. We're making gains in various states. But the truth is, in the highest abortion areas of this country, there are more abortions now than ever. Why is that? The abortion pill. You can now, as a teenage girl, have a telehealth meeting online, and they send an abortion pill to your home. Abortions take place in people's homes now. How in the world are we supposed to fight against an abortion clinic in the neighbor's house next door? Preborn is how. We must educate these women that it is not a clump of cells. It is not a nothing. It is alive. It is God-breathed and alive. And an ultrasound is how we do that. Preborn is matching gifts right now. $28 buys that ultrasound that saves a life, and now you get two for one. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and I want to remind you, you can email me, and should. We love your emails. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday coming up in like 2 or 3 days from now. Those get emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to what we were talking about. Okay, the symbols, the idols. Joe Biden says, if Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. We already talked about all the things they worship. The communist does the same thing with people they want you to hate. And it can be groups of people. Oftentimes it is. Christian nationalism, which is the most laughable thing in the world, right? It's not something that exists at all. The Christians in America are the most pacified group of people on the planet. Christian nationalism. It's hilarious. Yet Democrat after Democrat after Democrat will believe in that. Remember that poll that we talked about it extensively after the election, after the Joe Biden-Trump election in 2020, they ran a poll on Democrat voters asking them the issues that were the most important to them. And the most important issue for a Democrat voter, they did this on exit polling, was white supremacy. Well, white supremacy does not exist in any organized form in this country anymore. In fact, there couldn't be a bigger mark of social shame with our social shame system than if you were an actual white supremacist. If I was a white supremacist and I sat down here behind the microphone tonight and I said the N-word or disparaged black people in a real way or something like that, forget fired. I wouldn't be allowed to finish the show, and my family would have to move. I'd probably have to change my name if there was actual white supremacy. And yet, to liberal Aunt Peggy, that's the most important issue in the country. The most important issue in the country for her is something that doesn't even exist. Wrap your mind around that, how crazy that is. So back to Joe Biden's comments about Trump. If Trump wasn't running,
I'm not sure I'd be running. The left and the right both get so confused about this. It's not about Trump. It's not. Trump has become the symbol, the source of all Democrat angst, all anger. And as we talked about before, they can't even describe why, really. If you ask them, ask a Democrat why they hate Trump, they'll probably bring up January 6th. Tell them, okay, so you liked him before then. No, I hated him. Okay, before January 6th, why did you hate him? Listen to them try to explain to you in detail why they hate him. It's a long list of either things that are not even true or kind of these generic statements, like he's racist, that don't really have any foundation in anything. Why? Because the communists created another idol. An idol you throw tomatoes at. Not worship, one you throw tomatoes at. Oh, you're mad about this? It's Trump. Mad about that? It's Trump. It's Trump. It's Trump. And they're so good at language and they're so good at sticking together that they use the media apparatchiks and the entertainment apparatchiks and everyone to join together and to where it's gotten to this bizarre place of hatred for them that they can't even explain. I remember there's a really stupid show on television. No, I've never watched it. I have seen previews for it. No, I really have not ever watched it. But I know the concept, The Masked Singer. Chris, have you seen this? The Masked Singer? Okay, so from what I understand, again, I haven't watched it. Some guy or some woman comes out in a costume. He's a celebrity of some kind and sings. And the judges who are celebrities, they try to guess who the singer is. Do I have that right, Chris? I think that's right. Well, anyway, it's along those lines. That's what the concept is. And I remember this is a year or two ago. Rudy Giuliani happened to be the guy in the costume. I think he was singing. I think they sing, maybe they dance too, but he was in the costume doing his thing. Rudy Giuliani is known as a Trump guy. He's a Trump guy, right? And one of the judges, he's an actor. He was the Asian dude from the movie The Hangover. He's an actor. He's one of the judges. Rudy Giuliani, and I saw the previews for it, and I saw the clip on social media. This is why I know of it. He takes off his mask, and it reveals that it's Rudy Giuliani. Now, this is a stupid kind. I don't even know if you want to call it a talent show. This is kind of a dumb show, right? And I don't care if you watch and mindlessly watch it, but Rudy Giuliani takes off his mask. The judge, the Asian dude from The Hangover, he gets up and storms off the stage. Instead of judging it or doing anything, he saw Rudy Giuliani, and immediately, for him, he had to escape, he had to leave. Rudy Giuliani, harmless dude, former mayor of New York, that's it. He immediately saw the devil incarnate, the source of all evil. So much so, it revolted him to the point he had to get up and walk off of the stage. That's what you call conditioning. That's what you call creating an idol for people to hate. Why would Joe Biden say something like, if Trump wasn't running, he wouldn't be running either? It's nothing to do with Trump. Trump has become the thing that motivates the communists. He has become their source of all evil. And the wildest part about this, and we'll see this in real time, once they're done tearing him to pieces, they'll just drop him and they'll move right on to the next one. Whoever the next guy is, whatever the next thing is. You think I'm crazy? 2 years from now, 5 years from now, whatever. Chris, write this down. You won't ever hear them mention Donald Trump. He'll be a distant memory. Sounds crazy right now, but it's true, right? All right. Let's talk about... You know what? I want to talk about getting old here really quickly because I saw this story about the noise cameras in New York. Before we do that, obviously I'm starting to get older. I'm not an old man yet. I'm 42, but I'm not going the other way, right? I'm just like everybody, I'm getting older. Fellas, what are you doing to make sure you're staying healthy? Have you had your testosterone levels checked? Fellas, let me talk to you right now, especially the older guys. Are you depressed a lot? Do you find yourself down a lot? Maybe lacking energy, especially in the afternoons. Man, I need another nap. Go get your testosterone levels checked. And once you get the results I know you're going to get, go get on a male vitality stack from Chalk. The difference it will make in your entire life is palpable. Life is better when you start taking natural herbal supplements and getting your levels where they need to be. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. That's a male vitality stack from Chalk. There's a female vitality stack for the ladies. There's endless options for everyone there. It's Christmas sale time. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go now.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. There is so much to freaking get to today. Only me can handle this awesome responsibility. What, Chris? We're going to get to what they're saying about this Ukraine, Biden, the Secretary Austin stuff, the collusion stuff. I have a bunch of email stuff I need to get to, though, with really, really important stuff and good points, good questions, and bad points and stupid questions. But either way, we'll get to all those. I just have to say something before I go any further. There are parts of getting old I don't mind. Most of it I don't mind. In fact, I enjoy it. I enjoy every part of it for the most part. I even enjoy how I look. I think I look better now than I did when I was 20. I don't like that there are little angry old man Jesse things coming in. I saw this headline today, and this headline said, New York installs noise cameras to fine drivers up to $2,500 for having loud cars or honking excessively. And it occurred to me that for most of my life, I would have rejected this outright as tyrannical nonsense. And in fact, let me tell you a little story. So you remember the story about my first car, right? I had to save up and I had to buy my first car. So I saved up. I bought my first car. It was an International Scout 2. It's a big, big SUV. Chris, you would love it. It's right up your alley. Big SUV. And then I ended up driving my dad's truck and I got a scratch on it. So I had to sell my car in order to pay for the repairs. But so I went back to work to try to get my second car. My second car was a 1983 Honda Accord hatchback. This is going somewhere. Just stay with me. And like all teenagers, I looked at this half broken down vehicle with pieces hanging off it. And I said to myself, you know what this needs? Some sweet tunes. And I spent $200, which was every dime I had saved up from work that I didn't spend on the car. I spent $200 on a subwoofer that I put in the back
And because the car was made so poorly, I would drive around jamming to my tunes, and it was just one big rattle because everything was falling off of the car. Oh, Chris, the windows looked like they were going to come out. Anyway, but me, my buddies, Friday night, driving around looking for some pretty girls. There we were in the 1983 Honda Accord, bumping music, annoying everybody. And now, so much has changed for me. Now, when I'm walking the streets and somebody's blasting music beside me, I get aggravated. Here we go. And I've even caught myself. You know how terrible this is? And all the kids who listen to the show, you're welcome to mock me for this. I'll even say things now like, these kids. I've turned into that guy. These kids. Or I'll do the dad thing. That's not safe. And I'll tell my sons, if you're listening to music that loud on the highway, you're not able to hear what's going on around you. And if you can't, it's very unsafe. When I was the same way, doing the same thing. So I support you, New York. Find those people, those dumb kids making all the noise. All right. I want to address this before we get to the Ukraine border funding thing that's happening really as we speak. Gosh, there's so much I need to get to. Here's a little preview of that.
Any disruption in our ability to supply Ukraine clearly strengthens Putin's position.
There's a lot of that going on, but I want to address this email first. And do not pour hate on this guy, right? He has a different way of looking at it. Jesse, my man, I listen every single day. I'm eye to eye on most things. But all this hate on Jane Goodall about speaking about the world population is misguided. And I'm going to pause this here. I'm going to play again what she said before I read the rest of his emails. This is what she said.
My name is Jane Goodall. My age is 80. My job is giving people hope. If I'm allowed to change a few things, if I just have this magic power, I would like to, without causing any pain or suffering, reduce the number of people on the planet because there's too many of us.
She's on other pieces of audio we played for you talking about how she wants it reduced by 90%. That's only like 6 billion people dead. Anyway, but the guy goes on and he says this. If you sit back and think, she has a point. Why exactly does the world need 8 billion people? Why does the USA need 350 million people? What's the end game? How many is too many? Growth, just for the sake of growth, is called cancer, is what he says. It is true there are finite resources. More people means less for all of us. Less open land, less resources. They're clear-cutting the rainforest. This is good for no one. No one is wanting to kill, genocide, and murder billions. That hyperbole you speak of helps no one. Just education, strategic growth if needed, not propping up inhospitable lands is what we need to start doing. Says he'll be listening today. Did not say I can say his name, and I'm not going to. Okay. Let me explain something. You and I, the guy who emailed, and maybe you agree with him. There's a fundamental basic thing that we are probably never going to agree on. Because I believe something that will never, ever, 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 ever change. And emails like this lead me to believe that other people don't agree with me. I love human beings. I do not view human beings as a plague, as gobbling up resources, as a cancer. Look, you believe what you want. I believe human beings, every one of them, the ones you and I love, the ones you and I hate, the ones who live beside us, the ones who live overseas, I believe they are all created by God on purpose. You are not an accident. You are created by God on purpose. If there are 8 billion people on the planet, and I actually think it's closer to 9 now. Do I have that right, fellas? Is it closer to 9? Whatever. It's a lot. Every one of them, every single one deserves to be here. Every single, besides the child molesters, they all deserve to die. But every single other one of them, no, seriously, they all are here on purpose. And the earth was made for them to use. Human beings are not ruining this wonderful planet. The planet is here to serve us. Now, we want to be smart with it. I'm not saying run out there and chuck an empty pack of six-packs cans in the local creek. Don't be a dirt ball. But the animals, the plants, the planet, the land, the water, the rivers, the oceans, the everything, it was made for you. For you. I am pro-human. When I hear that there's a population explosion, I don't think, oh, no, what about, I think, praise God, more human beings walking the planet. I love people. And I know I'm a jerk. I know I am rude. I understand all these. Don't nod your head, Chris. Nevertheless, even in the times when I'm rude, even in the times when I'm rude to you, you should understand I'm rooting for you and I'm trying to advocate as best I can so you have a better life, a better country, a better planet. I am pro-human being. I'm not even going to address the other parts of this. And I want this guy who emailed this and anyone who agrees with him, I want you to do some digging if you don't mind. We haven't even scratched the surface on our resources. There are endless resources on this planet. Water, fuel, land, every endless resources. The Earth could handle a million times more than we have now. All right? All right. You know who else is pro-human? Pure Talk. Do you know that? You know their cause? While Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile give to Black Lives Matter, do you know what Pure Talk's cause is? Veteran suicide. We lose 22 vets a day to suicide. Is that not just the most heartbreaking thing you've ever heard? 22 a day. When you switch to Pure Talk, yes, you get the same great 5G network and my bill got cut in half and all these wonderful things. Yes, all those things are true. But Pure Talk, they're out there trying to do wonderful things for veterans. Isn't that reason enough to switch? On top of everything else, on top of feeling good about paying your cell bill, this is a veteran-owned company of patriots. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and there's bad news and good news out there right now. By the way, remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. There's so much to get to, but there's good news and there's bad news. Speaker Johnson, Mike Johnson, he's letting Joe Biden know something. He gave him an ultimatum, essentially. He said, hey, you want Ukraine funding, you have to fix the border. You must secure the border. Joe Biden is pushing back, and he's pushing back hard.
Any disruption in our ability to supply Ukraine clearly strengthens Putin's position. We've run out of money to be able to do that in terms of authorization. Extreme Republicans are playing chicken with our national security, holding Ukraine's funding hostage to their extreme partisan border policies. Let me be clear. We need real solutions. I support real solutions of the border. I made it clear that we need Congress to make changes to fix what is a broken immigration system, because we all know it's broken. And I'm willing to do significantly more.
Okay. Well, obviously, you know all that last part. It's a lie. It's broken because they broke it on purpose. They didn't whoopsie. Oh, whoops. Did we open the border? They did it on purpose. Look, the illegals know.
I love you, Joe Biden. Thank you for everything, Joe Biden. I'm a good person. I want to be a good person here in the United States.
Yeah, good. Go be a good person back in the country where you belong. We don't want you here. Anyway, they all know, everyone knows, they opened it up on purpose. Joe Biden moved on to try to explain how dire this situation is.
Russian forces are committing war crimes. It's stunning. Who is prepared to walk away?
I just need to pause on this for a moment. Yes, Russian forces are most definitely committing war crimes. There's no question about that. Also, Ukrainian forces are most definitely committing war crimes. There's no question about that. You know why? It's a freaking war in Eastern Europe. It's hard to find a more blood-soaked part of the planet than Eastern Europe. All these wars always have been and always will be filled with torture and death, and it's friggin' awful. Anyway, I'll let him keep going.
Away from holding Putin accountable for this behavior. Who among us is really prepared to do that? You know, for the better part of 2 years, the brave people of Ukraine have denied Russia a victory on the battlefield.
Yeah, we got it. So it came out today after Speaker Johnson gave Joe Biden the ultimatum. Came out today, Secretary Austin, Lloyd Austin, had a private door meeting with Republicans in the House. And man alive, these people. You know what he told them? U.S. troops could be sent if U.S. aid is not approved. Essentially, threatening the lives of American troops if we don't send more money to Ukraine. Then, and this only happened, shoot, an hour ago, 2 hours ago, Joe Biden got up, said the same thing.
Well, we've committed as a NATO member that we defend every inch of NATO territory. Then we'll have something that we don't seek and that we don't have today. American troops fighting Russian troops. American troops fighting Russian troops if he moves into other parts of NATO.
That's quite a thing, isn't it? That's quite a thing. Now, I just want to reiterate, because I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this. There's too much other stuff to get to. I want to reiterate something I've said over and over and over again. I have heard, and you have heard, Democrat after Democrat, Republican after Republican, foreign policy expert after foreign policy expert, repeatedly say over and over and over again that we must pour endless amounts of money and munitions into Ukraine. Otherwise, Vladimir Putin is going to keep going and invade Europe. We have been told this time and time and time again. So once again, and write this down if you haven't already, Chris, allow me to once again say, you need to go write down the people who've been telling you that, Republican and Democrat. They've all been telling you that. Putin's going to keep going. He's going to invade all of Europe. This is World War III. He's going to keep going. Write down the people who've been telling you that. Because if this war ends in a negotiated settlement, which it's very obviously going to end in a negotiated settlement, and Vladimir Putin stops there and does not march the Russian troops into Poland and everywhere else, every single Republican, Democrat, foreign policy strategist, and otherwise, who claimed with a straight face that that was going to happen, every one of them should be shamed endlessly. And the reason I'm so passionate about this is these foreign policy fearmongers who are constantly telling us if we don't do this and spend this money we don't have and spend that money we don't have and get these troops killed, if we don't, it will be the end of the world. These people are never held accountable for all the death and misery they have caused on this planet. The foreign policy expert who's constantly trying to prevent World War III is responsible for more deaths than World War II at this point in time. They are. These people are so arrogant, they've gotten to the point they're evil. So if you know a foreign policy expert at this think tank or this senator, or Mitch McConnell was, of course, one of these, one of the worst ones. Lindsey Graham, Joe Biden's been awful. Dome, of course, has been out there every single day saying these things. If you know anybody on the right or the left who has said to you, Vladimir Putin will keep going if we don't stop him, and Vladimir Putin doesn't keep going after this whole thing is over, it's time to call the foreign policy experts to account, because it's time these people experienced real shame for the death and misery they've caused. I know most people don't care. They pretend to care, but they don't. I do care that an entire generation of Ukrainian young men is gone forever. Can't bring them back. They're gone forever. Because the Western powers decided to keep this thing going long after it should have been negotiated and ended. 500,000 dead men who will never be fathers, husbands, leaders. That is so sad. Brought to you by the foreign policy experts once again. Pathetic. All right. One more thing on this, and we'll talk about January 6th stuff before we get to that. Let's talk about what else is pathetic. My dog. He really truly is. Fred is his name. He's a golden doodle. He's not a designer dog, okay? He's a golden doodle. And we all love him. We do. I know we're pathetic with him, and I know that I am as well. I know I embarrass myself. He comes running up to you, and he stuffs that big fluffy face in yours, and you have to go down there and snuggle with him. But he really is embarrassing, the way he has to have the whole family together in one room, or else he's upset. Anyway, we give him Rough Greens every meal. We pour Rough Greens on his food every meal because we do love him so, and we want him around for a very long time. Start giving your dog real nutrition. Start giving your dog Rough Greens. 833-33-MY-DOG. That's for a free Jumpstart trial bag, man. Just try it. Tell me what you think. Tell me you don't see a difference in your dog. Or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. 2 hours left. Hang on.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.